one, two, broken but glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lappin. I'm delighted to be joined online by the hosts of the Bad Line podcast, Mags and Paul Tolley. How are you doing this evening, lads?
Hello.
Hello, very good, thank you.
Yeah, honoured to be on the show.
Thank you for coming on. You might as well start at the beginning. So, how long have you both been wrestling fans?
I've been a wrestling fan since the mid to late 80s. And with Scar came Scar One, and with Scar One came Wrestling Challenge Superstars, All American Wrestling. She got hooked, so I got hooked.
Yeah.
And on and off, been a fan since. I took a break for about 10 years or so in watching wrestling. I still kind of like kept interested through like websites like Loads of Pain and the Dirt Sheets and stuff like that. And then was dragged back in about 2016 by New Japan.
Oh, brilliant.
And I've been dragged back in ever since.
Yeah, similar kind of story for me. I was, since I was very, very young, kind of WrestleMania 9 is my first memory. But my older cousins always used to watch WWF, and I kind of played with their figures and saw their sticker albums. And kind of got intrigued that way until I got Sky myself and got to watch it. Like Darren, fell out of love with it a bit, and then I got dragged back in, kind of, well, dragged it back in by CM Punk, essentially.
Wow.
I was on the 606 forum with your good self.
Yes.
Back in the day, and kind of CM Punk dropped that promo, and everyone on that forum exploded for it. And I just thought I had to go and check that out, and that dragged me back in. And again, like Darren, New Japan's dragged me in even further, so it's quite similar, really.
Yeah. So who were some of your favourite wrestlers growing up?
When I was starting to watch wrestling, Gran used to like the colourful characters like the Hogans, the Warriors, the Savages. So I kind of gravitated towards them. But if thinking about all the time through wrestling, it's got to be Chris Jericho. I've loved him since I saw him just before he started his transition over to WWF. I think he's the best wrestler in the ring. I think the fact that he's been able to change his character over and over and keep reinventing himself and keep like refreshing his character and still being relevant 30 years later and now champion of arguably the second biggest company in the world. My favourite wrestler is always going to be Chris Jericho.
Yeah, I've got kind of a timeline of favourite wrestlers. I started with Hulk Hogan, went to Bret the Hitman Hart, on to Stone Cold Steve Austin, on to Chris Jericho, then the big gap to CM Punk. After CM Punk, I guess came Kenny Omega, and right now it's Charlotte Flair.
Wow. So are you happy that it's going to be Jericho versus Cody Rhodes in the next pay-per-view?
I'll be honest, AEW hasn't grabbed me yet. It hasn't fully grabbed me. I'm glad Chris Jericho is the world champion. I think that's absolutely the right thing to do, and I think he's a great champion. He's proven it already, kind of just how he's blown up on the internet the way he does.
Little bit of the bubbly.
Little bit of the bubbly.
You said that so many times on the podcast last week. How did you both get into podcasting?
I started listening to like the big guy podcast, like the Jerichos, the Stone Colds, the Conrad Thompsons, but it was never something that I thought I'd really be interested in.
Yeah.
Then I was asked by one of my friends who has a podcast, a guy called Matt Willis, if I wanted to be on his show as a guest.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was kind of like a prediction contest for an upcoming event. I can't even tell you which one it was.
Yeah,
probably
I remember,
like a WrestleMania or so.
Isn't he got like
I just got the bug?
Yeah, I hear that show get mentioned on the View from the Top Rope podcast a lot. So.
Well, I'm actually part of that. I've got podcasts on that network. Yeah, so I got the bug from that. Guested on a couple of people's podcasts. And then I asked around a few podcast people who I knew for like a bit of advice on setting up a podcast. Just jumped straight in. And now I've got three podcasts on the go.
Wow. How about you, Paul?
Came originally from the 606 forum.
Yes.
We used to do, me and a group of friends, we used to do an e-fed on there called 6WF. We just all, you're just jealous, Maxie. You
just had shivers then of the Five Nerds episode where I just sat there gormless after you were explaining your e-fedding days.
I used to get asked to join the e-feds all the time, and I just didn't get it. I was just like, "What?"
It's not for everyone's got the mental capacity to fully appreciate e-feds, and unfortunately, you two fall into that category. But no, through that, we just all naturally talk to each other every day about wrestling and become very good friends through that, and kind of think the e-fed thing kind of tailed off, and we all got a bit bored and tired of that, and I don't know where the podcast idea came from, but it was this group of friends, we'd all been in the e-fed, and we said, WrestleMania's coming up, why don't we record a podcast, and it went from there. That was Five Nerds Go. I'd doing that for about 2 years, and then Darren came knocking in my DMs, proposing this great idea for the Badlands podcast on Brainbuster. I said, fantastic idea, you should definitely go for it. And then he kind of blew my mind. He asked me to be on it with him. So I absolutely jumped at the chance, and now we do that weekly, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, so tell us about the show. It's a great concept. So how did you come up with the concept, and just to let the listeners know what the concept of the show is?
Yeah, well, basically how it started, the leader of our group, Brainbuster, a guy called Wilf, he was putting together this team of podcasters wanting to create a network. I threw a couple of ideas at him, and we started going back and forth over the idea of there's not that many podcasts that focus around doing Mount Rushmores. And the thing with a Mount Rushmore is you put a little bit of a twist on it, and you can totally change the idea of it.
Yes.
So you can have a different topic every week, and it keeps it fresh and it keeps it different. And the thing with wrestling is it's subjective. One person might like one thing, another person might not like another thing. So you always get that kind of debate, that's the thing about podcasting me, is I love to be able to debate. So with me and Will threw these ideas around, I have run the ideas past Paul, because me and Paul got friendly in a New Japan group thread on Twitter. I've run a few ideas past him, because it was kind of like testing the waters to see if he'd be interested. I've told him before that this probably wouldn't have happened as a show without him. I think me and Paul kind of have a really good vibe and a really good chemistry. We bounce off each other pretty well. So, yeah, we just have a different topic of a Mount Rushmore every week, and we just get a guest on and debate it and just try and have a little bit of fun with wrestling, I suppose.
Yeah, the thing I loved about the idea, and the thing I love about what we do every week is it's positive.
Yes, definitely.
And because it's the top four of something, you're naturally drawn to picking positive things. And the thing that really gets me down, I guess, about wrestling fandom is there's a leaning towards being negative. So I think we're doing the opposite, and that's what I really love about the podcast.
Yeah, when we did our WrestleMania review, the first segment was, can you just have your moan now so we can be positive for the next hour.
Everyone feels a lot better if you're being positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think even when we've covered topics that aren't so positive, like when we've covered the worst of things, we've made fun of it. We've like laughed and joked about why these were the worst of such and such a topic. And so yeah, it just it it's a happy show, it really is, and it quickly becomes like the highlight of your week almost. You can't wait to get on with the guests and just chat and find out what they like, find out what you think of their picks and stuff like that. It's just like having a chat with a couple of people and recording it, basically.
Yeah, I think I've been listening for about 6 weeks and I've gone back and listened to most of back catalogue. So is it a conscious decision to interview other fellow podcasters over trying to get wrestlers on or people involved in the business?
From my point of view, I wouldn't have said that we're adverse to having wrestlers on. It's not that when you have like wrestlers or wrestling personalities on, it tends to be like almost like a call and response kind of interview style.
Yeah,
where
definitely.
I don't know if the concept of Badlands and discussing a Mount Rushmore kind of works with bringing on a wrestler, because they've obviously got something to push or something to promote, and we're like more focused on what's already happened rather than what's coming up. Saying that, I would not be adverse to having wrestlers on. I know that me and Wilf have been discussing maybe getting a couple of wrestling talents onto the show. So, yeah, I definitely would not be adverse to having them on.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, but Darren's run another absolutely fantastic podcast called Why We Watch.
Yes.
On Visionary State Network, and again, it's the same vibe, isn't it, Darren? That you've always spoken to wrestling fans.
Yeah. Why We Watch it, that was like I started that with another person, a guy called Mark, who unfortunately had to leave because of family issues. But that podcast was the baby almost. I enjoy a lot of wrestling Twitter. I enjoy a lot of like the wrestling social media, and it was just kind of like a love letter to that almost, where I wanted to speak to the people who I talk with on Twitter, who I talk with in group threads, and get their story. And I suppose Badland is almost like an extension of that.
Yeah, and I think if we were to get wrestlers on, they'd have to be a very specific kind of wrestler. They'd have to have quite a good sense of humour, quite easygoing, and be willing to kind of put up with me and Darren kind of self-indulgently vetoing each other's picks and taking the piss out of each other.
Hello everyone, this is the interview queen Alicia Too, and you're listening to me on Broken But Glorious.
So I think I've come up with a good question to give the listeners a bit of a taste of what to expect from the Badlands. So if aliens invaded, and let's say they were Predator or Klingons type of aliens rather than Mac and me, so they're a bit threatening.
Mac and me, wow, what a throwback.
Right, and they challenged the Earth to a 4-on-4 Survivor Series match. Which four wrestlers would you pick to represent the Earth? So if you want to do two each, and then you can veto each other like you do on the show. So get a proper taste of what the...
Right. Do you want me to go first, Paul?
You can go first. Go ahead.
My first pick, I think you've got to get someone who looks like they could defend the Earth, who looks like they could go to bat for the Earth. I'd have to pick Braun Strowman.
Yes.
The guy's about 19 foot tall. He's built like an absolute brick shit house. It'll just run right through the aliens and just send them flying through the guardrail. So my first pick would definitely have to be the monster among men, Braun Strowman.
Very good pick. But how big are the aliens?
The Predator or Klingon size.
Braun size could be insignificant because the aliens could be massive, but I'll let you keep Braun Strowman.
Well, for the sake of argument, the alien Klingon size, they're probably about high 6-foot-ish build.
Okay. Yeah, DeBron's a good pick.
Yeah.
I think we need inside information. We need inside intel. Someone who's been there and done it. So I think on our Survivor Series team, we need Max Moon.
Oh, you arsehole. It was my second pick.
If you want to beat aliens, you need an alien.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. What a bit. I can't veto him. I was going to put him on the list. I'm going to have to come up with one on the flyer. I'm going to go for one who I think actually looks a little bit like an alien. I'm going to go with Corner Reeves from NXT. He looks like a human skin stretched over a predator's body.
Yeah.
It's got the same kind of hairstyle as a predator, the forehead that's fell out with his eyebrows. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the finest himself. And I hate saying that because he's definitely not the fucking finest. I'm going to go with Corner Reeves.
I'll let you keep Corner Reeves, yeah. Why not? No, I'm going to veto Corner Reeves.
Are you? I'm going to veto him.
Right, okay, because I've done lots of research on this when Chris told us the subject earlier, and I've been thinking who's successfully fought off alien invasions in the past. Mm-hmm. I was thinking it was Independence Day, right?
Yes.
So you need someone kind of like Will Smith, kind of like, and therefore, or maybe like a family friendly kind of rapper kind of vibe, so maybe John Cena. But then that was like guns and lasers and stuff, and this is a wrestling match, this is sport. So who's beaten aliens in a sporting context? And it was Bugs Bunny and his team in Space Jam. So I'm thinking, what's the closest we've got to Bugs Bunny? Adam Rose's bunny. Yeah. So I'm going to put Adam Rose's bunny on our team because bunnies know how to beat aliens.
That was probably the most tenuous link that I've ever heard. That was like 6 degrees of separation.
Who else has ever beaten aliens in sport?
That's a horrific beat on that, Paul. Not gonna lie. So go on then, Paul. Who would you have as your last pick?
I think you're gonna veto it.
I am.
Well, I wanted to go for someone kind of, because like we've won Inside Intelligence, we've got Max Moon, but these are aliens, they're gonna have been watching us from afar, so we don't want to pick a typical human. We want to pick someone who's going to kind of throw them off, someone who's a bit atypical. So I thought I'd go with Goldust, because he's a bit weird and a bit unorthodox, and also I think his like suit, his shiny suit might be resistant to kind of like microwaves and all that kind of stuff, because you never know what kind of radiation these aliens be throwing off.
Well, that was a stupid pick. I'm vetoing that. Now, when I think of aliens, I think of the film Aliens. And the one person who the aliens were a little bit afraid of was Sigourney Weaver's character, Ripley. So I'm going to have to pick Rhea Ripley. Because she's got the same name as her. So I assume she's got the same alien fighting skills as Sigourney Weaver's Ripley. Plus, she's ginormous and she's hard as fuck. So she'll be able to whoop a few aliens.
That's more tenuous than my buddy.
Alright, so your Survivor Series team is Max Moon, Braun Strowman, Adam Rose's bunny and Rhea Ripley.
Yes. That's a winning team right there.
Humanity is saved. Yay.
Wow. We are bad at this.
So where can the listeners find your podcast?
If they want to, after that horrific Badlands style Mount Rushmore there, they can find the show at Badlands Pod. You can follow me personally on at DAJ Kirtner. And you can follow Paul at Rain Counter. You can check out all our stuff on the Brainbuster Network. If you want to listen to my other stuff, that's on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. I have a podcast called Why We Watch, where I speak to fans and content creators about why they love wrestling. And I also have a podcast about UFC, which I do with my son, Carlos. That's called the Five Rounds Pod. So, yeah, I'd be absolutely honoured if you'd give them a listen.
Darren's mentioned there, I'm at Badlands Pod with him, and I'm also at Five Nerds Go, which is a podcast I do with my old E-Fed buddies.
What's that podcast about, though, Paul? Just tell the listeners. Because I've listened for years, and I have no clue what it's about, so I'd like to know as well.
It's just it's just coffee table chat. Good old innocent coffee table chat.
Yeah, have you had multiple episodes where you've talked for so long that you couldn't be bothered editing it, so they've never been released?
That's absolutely true. The vault. And Courtney Love's got keys to the vault, and she can release it upon all of our deaths.
All right, so I'll put links to everything in the description below the interview. I've loved speaking to you today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Absolutely. It's been our pleasure.
Yes, thank you.